In a meeting that was held yesterday, the lawyers resolved to continue the boycott of the court.
Why is there a need to continue boycotting the court since some of your colleagues are expressing concern that this is affecting their bottom line or their pockets?
Well, it is certainly affecting bread and butter issues. The boycott has gone on for longer than we'd expected. But obviously, a position as serious as a boycott, there must be a reason for it. And until we achieve something tangible, it is unavoidable that the boycott can be sustained.
There are some people who express concern that the government could use this bread and butter issues against you in a dialogue. What do you say to that?
Yeah, that's actually probable, but I think the experience has been a little different in the past 2 weeks, because the present Minister for Justice and Constitutional Affairs has taken a key role in mediating between the Judicial Services Commission and the Society of Lawyers, because it is the standoff between the two that has culminated in the boycott. The minister has been quite proactive. And the compromise that has been achieved so far has been largely due to his initiative.
So why are you not totally satisfied with the compromises that have been made so far?
Well, the progress has certainly been good, but lawyers have had misgivings about the lack of time frames regarding certain things that have to be done. They wanted to be assured that certain things will be done within a given period of time. The minister has had difficulty with giving specific time frames, you know, for reasons that I think I better not go into. However, the engagement continues, and we are optimistic that there might be light at the end of the tunnel.
So what are some of your demands that have yet to be addressed by the government?
Well, there were two major issues. One issue relates to practice directives that have been issued by the present Chief Justice. The feeling of the lawyers is that these directives have impacted negatively on the rule of law in the country. That's one major issue. The other issue related to his tenure of office as Chief Justice. The lawyers felt that certain things that he did in the administration of justice were not good. And therefore, they wanted, him to be put to a hearing to answer certain complaints. And then the Judicial Services Commission did not run with this when they should have in terms of the Constitution. And that is what caused the boycott.
Now, so do you think justice in the country or the rule of law has been affected since you began your sit-down strike?
Well, definitely. What's happened is extremely unpleasant, because people have been denied the right to legal representation, not because they can't afford it, but because they cannot access it because of the boycott. Some people have been tried without legal representation. So definitely it's been very unpleasant.
So what happens now? How long do you think the strike is going to last?
Well, it's difficult to tell, but my own prognosis would be that, you know, we're getting close to getting settlement of the issues, because a memorandum of understanding was signed just above a week ago, and we're in the process of tidying it up, and we think that will be a good springboard for all parties to move forward.